Okay, so we are on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, 9 lines down from the top, not Brachas Daf Beis. We're on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, 9 lines on top from the words Beis Shammai. So the Mishnah had mentioned that Beis Shammai said that all women who die, even though when they prior to their death, at that moment they were Becheskos Taharos, the halacha is that we say that Somach Liyatzias Nishmasan, they become Nidos. And Beis Hillel says, no, a dead woman is not considered a Nida unless she died in the status of Nida, which means all the stuff that she touched around her would be Tamei. So Mai Tamei de Beis Shammai. What is the reasoning behind Beis Shammai, again, who says that all women, even if they had the Cheskas Taharos, the halacha is that Somach Liyatzias Nishmasan, we make them into Nidos. Maybe you'll say because the Pasuk says, and this is by Esther Hamalka, when she Mordechai told her about what was going on, it says, she was shocked. And Rav says the lashon of the tiskalkal is milame shepir sanida. Is that when the shock caused her to have a sighting? So vahachanami, here's going to be a shock because they're going to be saying that at the moment of death, you have to see the malach hamavis, and that shock of the malach hamavis is going to create nida. So vahachanami, sorry. Because of the shock that you're going to see the Malach HaMavis, you're going to see, which is, I mean, interesting. I mean, does that mean someone who's like 90 years old has this?
Isn't this something that's a Matzias? Can't you just check the next time a woman dies, you could have the Chavar Kedisha check?
I guess so. I mean,
no,
I hear you. The Gemara goes a different way. Gemara says, no, that can't be. First of all, the Gemara says, first of all, eventually Gemara's going to reject this. But not for any of the reasons that we've said. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah of Lamed Tes, the Mishnah there was discussing a case where a woman who was monoliros, which had a vest, is monoliros, and but the fear, right, she was there in a siege of some sort of there. There it says, the fear, misalekes es adamim. It removes the dumb. I mean, she's supposed to see it day 4, and day 4 in the midst of the siege, and she doesn't see, we don't assume that it came. We say that it didn't come because the fear removed the sightings. So that becomes, that's a steer right now. We just said that the fear created the nidus, and now you're saying the fear takes away the nidus. I want you to know, halakasha, there's different types of fear. Kachis tzamis be'isusa marpe. So then there's fear and like a shock, I'll call it. Right? So fear, you know, the constant state of fear, this constant state of fear that you're in the siege, that removes the dumbing. But the shock of the Malach HaMavis, or the shock of it says Achal HaMalka, that would bring about Nida. So that's why, so far we're still not saying that Beis Shammai says the reason why they're considered Tamei is because the shock of the Malach HaMavis is going to bring on the Nida. The Gemara says that can't be. Ela Meha, it changes it to the Sanya. Right? Beis Shammai says elsewhere that Beis Shammai Omen Kol HaAnoshim, all men, Mesim Zavim. When they die, they get the status of a Zav. Well, it becomes a different problem when it comes to the Zav, because a Zav, if a man sees a ziva, sees a flow due to a shock, that's not considered zivas, because the pasuk says that it has to be mibsaro and lo machmas onso. So it can't be that it's because of the reasoning is because we're assuming it's the same reason because of both. If the reason is because of the shock, well, that works. That theoretically works for the woman, but it doesn't work for the man, because if a man sees the zivas for a shock, it would create a zav. As Gemara says, Ela mehad tanya Beis Shammai omrim. Beis Shammai says, Kol ha'anashim meisim zavim, or Beis Hillel omrim ein zav ela mishim ezav. You only zav if you die as a zav. So Ikre Khan, over here, you have the pasuk. It says mibsaro velo machmas onzo. So it cannot be. It cannot be. Look at Rashi. Rashi starts the last line of the first line of the short lines. He says, Ela hadu tan kol ha'anashim ha'meisim machzikin ul kezavim sanuk misasan. The itamayu de Beis Shammai, and if the reason behind Beis Shammai mishum biyususa the Malach HaMavis, because of the shock when seeing the Malach HaMavis, zecharim heichim mitamu. Why would the zecharim be mitame? Hazachar ainu mitame baones. Hazachar is not mitame if he sees baones, right? The karina be mibsaro willo machmas onso. So we have to change the reason of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is going to change it, and now say it's a takar de rabbanon.
And also, zav only after 3 years.
So that's zav gedola only. A zav.
No,
a zav kata. So he's still a zav. He's still, yeah, sure he is. He's still a tamei. He says to bring a carbon. Yeah. So Ela Taima de Beis Shammai, the reason why Beis Shammai, where he says that all the women are mesos nidos, is not because of the Riyas Dam, because of the that there's going to be a real Riyas Dam, and because of the shock is going to create a Riyas Dam. It's at the Kanas Chacham that we're going to be knowing by all women that they're nidos. Kidatanya with the following brisa. Barishona, which means originally, which means any time prior to the Takana, Barishona, Hayu Matbilim Kalim Agave Nidos Mesos. When it, originally, if a woman died as a Nida, then they would be Tovel, I guess, all her Kalim and all her Regadim. Have we Tovim Kalim? Rashi says, Afa Kalim shall call them Misa, Lemisa. Even the stuff before Misa, everything that she touched, they would be Tovel. Uhayu Nidos Chayos Misbaishos. And the women, the live Nidos were embarrassed. Meaning, the live Nidos were saying, or Rashi points out, Shafilu b'misasam heimishunu michol adam. Remember, in those days, the Nidos didn't necessarily walk all over the place. They had different plates because of Tumatara. They were in different. So now they're saying, even when we die, they're going to treat us differently. So they were upset. They were embarrassed. So what happens? So Hiskinu, so Beishamai says, they made a takana, sheyumatbilim algabe kol hanashim. That they would be tovel all the items of all women, whether they were Nidos or not. This way, the Nidos that were alive wouldn't feel slighted that they were going to be treated differently upon their death. Mipnei kvodon shel nidos chayos. And similarly, the same thing applied by the men. By rishon ha'ayimat bilim agav esavim mesin, they wanted to be tovel the begadim and the kalim of the people who died in their ziva, in their zavos. V'hayu zavim chayim is baishin, right? So iskinus ha'ayimat bilim agav kol ha'nashim mipnei kvodon shel zavim chayim. So it's a takana out of the sensibilities for those that were alive, which is interesting because who's making this takana? It's Beis Shammai. Yeah, Beis Shammai usually Beis Hillel who's more sensitive to people's feelings. Here it's Beis Shammai. It's an interesting hara, I thought. Okay. Beis Hillel says that they don't seem to have this. The Tosafot seems to indicate that maybe Beis Hillel agrees to it at the end because of, I think maybe they're touching on the fact that typically Beis Hillel is the one who's more sensitive to people's emotions. But it seems from Pasha the Gemara, this is a takana of the Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai is the only one who says that all women, Beis Hillel is the one who says that only if they died in Nidus that they become treated as Nidus. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ha'isha Shemesa. If a woman who died, Uyatsa Mimenu Revi is dumb, and a revius of blood comes out from her Makor, seems to be. So now there are going to be two statuses of Tumah on the blood, because it's a revius. Number one, it's Dinida, and number two, it's a revius of Dam, it's considered Tam of Mace, it's a Tam of Oel. Right, so Yatsu Yimena Revius Dam, Mitama Mishum Kesem, here it says Kesem, but all the Rishonim point out that Kesem here actually means, as Rashi says, the Dam Nida B'Mahu, the status of the Dam Nida is ethnic for Tipus Kachardo, it's a small amount, the Imishum Tumas Mace, Lomatam El Revius. The Tumas Mace, if she gets a Revius. So Mitama Mishum Kesem, Vim Mitama B'Oel, if there's a Revius. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Eino Mitama Mishum Kesem, she doesn't have a status of, there's no status of Nida blood here, which would then mean that if it's less than a revius, it's no tumma on the blood, right? Eino metam mishum kesem mipnei shenekar mishem mesa. He assumes that the blood came out from her after death. It's post-mortem blood, and therefore it doesn't have the status of tumas Nida. Modi Rabbi Yehuda b'yosheves al mashber, but Rabbi Yehuda agrees if a woman is sitting on the birthing stone, she's getting ready to give birth, Umesa, and she dies in childbirth, the Yotzin men are Vias Dam, and from there, or Vias Dam comes out, Shehi Mitame Mishum Kesem. There, it's also going to be Mishum Kesem, because we assume that the blood that came out here came out during her lifetime, right, Mach, because of the Leda. And Amar Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi says that since, Lefichach Ein Mitame Boel, because we're going to say that blood came out during her lifetime, that blood will not be Matam Ba'oel, because if it's blood
either
that
or.
Came... What?
It's either or.
That's what Rabbi Yossi says. It's either or. Because if it came out during the lifetime, it's Dam Nida. And it's not Dam Misa. Can't be. It's one or the other. Okay.
More than Revius would not be Matam Ba'oel.
So more than Revius... No, only Revius' blood is Matam Ba'oel.
So it would not be more than...
According to Rabbi Yossi, more than Revius wouldn't be Matam Ba'oel. Nothing would be Matam Ba'oel. He's saying that we're assuming that blood came out during childbirth. It's not blood of a dead person. Therefore, it's not Matam Ba'oel. It doesn't have too much mace. Okay, so now, not so easy, right? They don't leave us at the end with
what if the blood can't be oil because it's the body there, so the body can't be oil, so who cares?
The body's not there.
Huh?
The body's not there, it's just the blood. They move the blood. Okay, so the Mishnah said, right, the Mishnah said that the blood came out during when she died. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanna Kamma. He says it's not kesem. Right, it's not blood because he says the blood came out during her post death. It wasn't too much nida. So Michlau, From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says this, we can infer that Tana Kama Savar Af Al Gav Din Nekar Dam Misha Mesa Misha Misum Kesem. Well, how can that be? According to this, it seems to be that the Kama holding, Tana Kama is holding, that even though the blood came out post-death, it's still going to be Tama because of Nida. How can that be? So Gemara says, Amar Z'iri Makor Mikomo Tama Ikbenai. No, the Makhlokas over there is whether or not, not necessarily Dam Nida, but is the uterus itself a Makom Tama? The uterus itself is a makom tame, and the blood touched the uterus, and the blood came out. It's going to be tame. That's what Tana Kama is going to say. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The makor is not a makom tame. So when the blood comes out, it has nothing to do with nida blood. It has nothing to do with kesem blood. It only has to do with if we're going to assume that the blood came out while she was alive, then it's not going to have any tumah at all. Okay. Next, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda said that he is mitayer blood that came out of Achar Misa, right? Modi Rabbi Yehuda, Yosheves Hama Mashver Umeis. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees, if she's sitting on the birthing stone and she dies, V'yotzim and Raviyas Dam comes out, Shehi Matam Rishum Kesem. That has status of need of blood, but Amar Biyosi Lefichach, therefore, Ein Matam Bo'ol. Therefore, it's not Matam Bo'ol. So, I'm not exactly sure why. The Gemara here says, it assumes that Rabbi Yosi is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. When I read the Mishnah, I thought Rabbi Yosi was just explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Right, but here it says Mechlal, to say that Mechlal, the fact that Rabbi Yossi argues with Rabbi Yehuda and says that the blood that came out when she was birthing, when she was giving birth, is Tahor from Tumas Olel, because it's not Dames, it's Mechlal the Tanakama, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, Savra Olel Nami Metama. It's also Metama Olel, which doesn't make any sense. Why is it Metama Olel? I just don't understand why the Gemara assumes that there's a Machlokas. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is just explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, if the Gemara assumes that this
Tana Kama here in the beginning.
You have to look at the Girsa. Look at the Girsa. You have the Masif, look at Chafav on the bottom. So he says, that it's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so it seems to make more sense as you continue going through it. Okay. Yeah, he also in the brackets, he says Rabbi Yehuda. Mechlal the Tana Kama, Savar, maybe if you do it the other way, it makes more sense. Okay. Mechlal the Tana Kama, Savar, I just didn't learn it that way. The Tana Kama Savar, the Olal Nami Metame. So I'm a Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda is going to now explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Damo is explaining Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rav Yehuda. Dam Tevusa Ikebeinayu. The machlokes between Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda is whether this is considered Dam Tevusa, which means mixed up blood. That's what Dam Tevusa means, mixed up blood. Rashi says, Dam Tevusa Ikebeinayu. So look at the Rashi, it's important. The Rabbi Yehuda... Right, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that. So Dam Tevusa is a takana de Rabbanan, that mixed up blood has a tin of tumah de Rabbanan. So Rashi says, "Li Rabbi Yehuda, hoel v'safeku." Since it's a suffik here, suffik im nekar kulo michayim. Maybe it all came out when she was alive. Suffik im nekar miksasal achar misa. Maybe some of it came out after she died. Have a Dam Tevusa. It's mixed. It's mixed blood. Mumi de Rabbanan mitan ba'ol. We'll give it a tumah de Rabbanan even ba'ol. To midaraisa, there can't be tumas oel here. Achehe tehe revius la achar misa. So there's a full revius after misa. Rabbi Yossi says, he doesn't argue about the content of dam tevusa. He says, this is not a case of dam tevusa. Rabbi Yossi Savar, hai lav dam tevusa hu, why? The keva de koras leleid hu kulo nekar michaim. He says, no, it's mitzias, I guess. Since she's on the birthing stone, we're going to say all the blood came out from the leda. Right, so I'm Rabbi Yehuda dam tevusa ikibinayu. This Sanyo with the following Brysa. The Gemara is going to bring now a Brysa, which is going to try to explain which Revius Dam is included in the Takana of Dam Tevusa that is Mitame Midravana, a bunch of Shitas. The Tanya of the following Brysa. Ezehu Dam Tevusa. What is considered this mixed in blood, Dam Tevusa? So, Perish Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Yehuda explains, Haruk Sheyotza Mimenu Dam. Now, does he check translate Haruk as someone being killed or is it someone who dies?
Killed.
Okay. It changes things. Okay. So someone who's killed and blood is coming out from him. Bein b'chayev bein b'moso. The blood that gets started to come out while he was alive and it continues to come out post-mortem. But we don't know when it came out, before or after. So safek b'chayev yotza, where safek when all the blood came out while he was alive. Suffik b'moso yatsa, maybe it all came out post-mortem. Suffik b'chaya v'moso, maybe it came out half and half. Right? That is zehu dam tevusa. That's considered dam tevusa. The Gemara says, Chamim say, no, that's not dam tevusa. That's a real suffik. That's a suffik d'oraisa. That's not a mixture. That's a suffik d'oraisa. Is this post-mortem blood, or pre-death blood. So the Gemara says, continues, no, that's a suffix. If it's a suffix, it's a suffix deraisa, we're going to apply the suffix deraisa rules. If it was in a resusa yachid, we say suffix deraisa, suffix tumor resusa yachid is tame, right? If it's a rabim, we're going to say it's tara. If it's suffix tumor resusa rabim, we say tara. We learned it out from Sota. So ela ezu dam tusa. So the Rabbanan say, so what is considered dam tusa? Haruk sheyotza min himenu revias dam. A person was killed, and a revias dam comes out, and they point out, and we know that it didn't all come out after Misa. So I don't know what the suffix is, right? Haru sheyotze men revias dam b'chayav v'bimoso v'adayin lo pasak. Meaning, there was no stopping of the blood. The blood, I guess, came out, it started when came out while he was dying, and continued after he died, right? So v'adayin lo pasak. Suffolk rubo b'chayav u'miuto b'moso. Maybe most came out when he was alive, and some came out after he died. Suffolk miuto b'chayav rubo b'moso. Suffolk some came out that miut came out when he was alive, and most came out with his death. This is dam tvusa, which is tamei deraisa de merabanan. Because mi deraisa, it's not going to be tamei until you have a revias shlema that comes out after misa. Here, there's a revias shlema here. We know that the blood continued. There's a revias here. We don't know if the revias came out before or after, but there was a continuous flow. So mi derabanan, we're going to say that this is tamei ba'oel. That's the chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this is another machlokes that is gam tvusa. Haruk sheyotza mimenu revias dam. So you have someone who was killed, and a revias of blood comes from them. V'hayamutal b'mita, he was lying down on the bed. V'damo mitaftef laguma, and off the bed, the blood is dripping into some sort of hole in the ground. We say it's tame. Why? Mipnei sha'tipa shel misa mi'urevez bo, because a blood that came out post-mortem is mixed inside there. So we're going to say that that's dam tevusa, which is tame midrabanan. The chachamim mitaharim, but in this case, the chachamim will say that it's tahor. Why? Mipnei she rishon nifsach. We say here that there's bittel. Basically, what happens? It's dripping. It's not as a flow as Rashi points out. So the person's dying, and the blood is dripping out, drip by drip by drip. Then post-mortem, blood continues to drip out, drip by drip. Each time a drop of post-mortem blood falls into the already larger amount of pre-death blood, it becomes batel. So therefore it's going to be tahor. We don't have any problems here of tumah because it's coming drip by drip. If it's coming as a big flow, same, you can move it to Yoredeya issues. If it's coming as a big flow, maybe it could take over the what was already gathered below. The Rashi points out, Sharisha Misha Nifsak, top Rashi, She'ein Zav B'Kiluach, it's not as a flow, Ellen no tape, it's dripping. Hilkach, afilu haya rov la'achar misa tahor. Even if rov the blood came post-mortem, it's still tahor. Why? Sherim itchila dam nafal mechayim betocha guma. Originally, blood from a live person came out into the hole. V'yachar kach nafal dam misa la tipetipim. And then blood, post-mortem blood came out drip by drip. V'kol tipa v'tipa shenafla, and every drip that came out and fell, batla b'dam harishon shahayi b'guma mechayim. It's batla in the blood that's already gathered in the hole. V'hecha amrina dam tvusa. Where's dam tvusa? That'd be a different case. We're saying this is a dam tvusa because this is going to be batel. So, but what about? So the Gemara says, "Sapirk amalei rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda." That's a good argument to Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you say batel? Why? We know Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino in a batel. So therefore, right, and especially, and his source is by his blood. His source is by blood, by the korbanos by Yom Kippur. So the right. So he says, "Sapirk amalei Rabbi Yehuda." This is brittle. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hamei de amar ein dam evatel dam." He says, "Dam is not evatel dam," and therefore, there's no concept of brittle. Right? You need a clash. There's no clash. There's no dam evatel dam. Okay. So therefore, this is going to be tamei, but again, only tamei midin dam tvusa midrabanan, because we don't have any revias dam of post-death revias dam. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, tsaluv al, this is another case by dam tvusa, tsaluv ala eitz shedamo shotes la'aretz. Someone with tsaluv ala eitz. Does he translate it as crucified?
Yes.
Okay, good. He does. What is Aretz going to say?
Hanging.
Right. It doesn't say crucified.
Hanging.
Right?
It just says hanging.
Heck. So it's... It says hanging on what?
A stake of wood.
I think that means crucifixion.
I think it means that.
Right. Dr. Abramson on the OU thing talks about crucifixion today because of that. So that's what... Okay. Rav Shimon Omer Tzaluv al Eitz. So someone is, I guess, being crucified. So if we all know our New Testament.
Oscar wants to say that after he's been killed, they then hang him up, but they hang him on a piece of wood rather than from a tree or whatever they normally
do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I thought it made sense for crucifixion, because crucifixion, they nailed it to him, and his blood is coming out before death and continues to flow.
They say it could be crucifixion, could be what...
Oh, they have that in the notes?
In the notes. Yeah,
okay.
The crucifixion could be that he was killed, and then they hung him up.
Then they hung him. Okay, so I'm going to learn crucifixion, because I like Dr. Abramson's post. It was pretty cool. So, okay, so Rabbi Yehuda Shimon Omer, Saluv al Eicha Damosh Hoseis La'aret. So he's up on the stake, and his blood is dripping. V'nimtza tachta Revi'ez Dam. And you find underneath it a Revi'ez Dam. So Rabbi Yehuda Shimon says, it's tummy, because I guess you assume that the blood came out after he died, and therefore he's tummy. Rabbi Yehuda mitamer, mitamer. Rabbi Yehuda says it's tar. Why? Sha'ani omer tipa shel misa omedes lo agabe eitz. He says, no, you know what I'll say? That the blood started dripping out when he was alive, and the post-mortem blood is what stuck on the stake. Right? He's stuck on the cross, and that hasn't gone to the bottom yet. That hasn't reached it. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why here, by the case of the crucifixion, do you, Rabbi Yehuda, say that the blood is going to the post-death blood stays on the cross or on the tree, but when it came to the bed, you said that the blood dripped into the guma as well, and therefore you said there was tamei, and here is not tamei. So it writes to Rabbi Yehuda, Neima iu nafshei, sha'ani omer tipa shomiso medes agav amita. Say the same thing. It's tahor because the death blood is still on the bed. So he says, and I don't understand this, maybe, shani misa de michalchala. The person who dies on the bed is different because somehow he's saying that the blood from the bed doesn't stay on the bed. That's going to drip off. He seems to say here that there are holes in the bed and that the blood drips through the holes. It's the bed.
If something gets wet, starts dripping. Like,
maybe. I didn't truly understand. I didn't see it. I mean,
he says, since the bed shakes and the dying person...
The bed shakes when the person dies. When a person dies, he shakes.
That throws, right? We cannot assume that the drop of death was held back on the bed and did not drip into the pool below.
On the bed? It doesn't drip? We said the bed does drip.
It did not drip into the pool below. It stayed on the bed.
No, it should be the other way around, right?
That's what he said.
I know, but it should be, it makes sense to say that if you shake...
It went into the bed.
Right. It went to the bed, then the hole. But if you're on the cross, you can't really shake because you kind of... Nailed it to position.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's the issue? The pool below is what? Tamei Meis?
The problem is, if the blood came when he was alive, it's not Tamei Meis. If the blood came after he dies, it could be Tamei Meis. But if the blood is taken somewhere, it's Tamei blood. You put the blood into a house, into a tent, it's going to be Tamei Meis.
I don't understand the problem with the crucifixion. The blood drips out.
So he's saying that the blood drips out, but he's assuming... That by the time you die, enough blood has come out. I guess that by the time you die, the blood that comes out after death is going to stay on the wood. It doesn't drip down.
Because the stake is firmly anchored to the ground, even if he shakes, it's not going to the wood itself.
Right. He says when you die, you shake. So by the bed, when you shook, the blood came off. But on the cross on the tree, you can't shake. Either you can't shake because you're tied too tight. Or the wood is not going to shake itself, and it's not. You might shake, and the person might shake, but the wood itself won't shake, so the blood won't fly off. I don't know. I'm not sure. Following the, I'm not sure.
Can we have a demonstration?
I'm not sure. Watch the Mel Gibson movie. You can see it. All right. Next Mishnah. Okay. So the Mishnah, and I'm sitting here, and it's important. It gives four hakdamos to four rules that we have to keep in mind. Four rules you have to keep in mind when it comes to this Mishnah. Number one, somebody who goes to mikvah until the nightfall, he's considered what? A tful yom. A tful yom has the din of a sheni latuma. So a sheni latuma cannot project tuma any further except for truma, which can come in shlishi, and kodesh, which can come in revi. But he can touch chulin. Right? Tful yom can touch, he won't be metame chulin. Number two, a yoledes who's sitting on her dam tahor, meaning she's in days, 33 or the 14 days after the nekeva, or the one week, sorry, after the 14 days of the birth of the cave, and after the week of a zachar, she's a tefulas yom aruch. She has 66 days, or 33 days for a male, that the blood that she sees is tahor. She went to mikvah before these days started. She's considered a tful yom aruch, a long tful yom, and therefore she is not, during these days, her blood is not considered tamei, and therefore she's a tful yom. She cannot eat truma, if she has the right to eat truma, until her Yomei Torah end, because she's considered a Tful Yom all the way through, but if she's a Tful Yom, that means she won't be Metame any Chulin as well. Okay, we know the levels of the mace. Aviyah Vosatum was the mace. Av Rishon Sheni Shmishi. Right, Rishon Sheni. Sheni only applies to, is the lowest level of Hulin. Truma can get to a Shlishi. Revi can go all the way down to, Kodesh can go down to Revi. And when we say the word Pusel, Pusel means it's the end of the line. That item itself is Tame. It can't project it further. When you say Tame, that item itself is Tame, and it can project it a little, it can project it further. Okay. Then, when it comes to the last item, it's like the concept of Chulin, if you remember what it was, right? Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. Someone who wants to keep their Chulin with a high level status of Kodesh, he kept accepted upon himself that he's going to have his Chulin at the status of Kachim. There's a Machlokas Tanayim in the Gemara and Chulin if they have the same idin of being able to Makabal Tuma like Kachim. Meaning this is a Chulin, I'm keeping it at the status of Kachim. Can we apply again, Midrabanan, a Revi, all the way down to Revi on this item, or does that even only apply to actual kachin? So, the Mishnah says, Barishona, originally, which is stage one, Barishona hayo'omim, hayo'sheves al dam tahor, a woman who is during her days of dam tahor, the 33 or 66 days is dam tahor, she's dam tahor, haysa me'ara mayim lepesach, she could pour the water for the Pesach. What does that mean, pour the water? Without touching the water, yes, because right as an well, we'll see, right? She can pour the water. She can pour the water for the Pesach. Rashi says, "Ma'ar mayim lePesach." He says, "Mikli el kli," from one kli to another kli, lirchotz boas basar Pesach. They can use that water to wash the korban Pesach. Aval b'mayim, like you pointed out, b'mayim eino nagas. She can't touch the water. Shehi tevulas yom. Like we said, she's considered tevul yom. She went to mikveh after 2 weeks. The ain't la harav shemes ajom shmonim. She doesn't have a harav shemes until day 80. She techef lavas kapar. That's right before she brings the korban. The kasev asah tevulas yom. She considered ksul yom. The kaimalam the chol kodesh larabos as a tamura the tevul yom shenihu. And when she's pouring it, she can't touch the water, but she can touch the kalim because the kalim itself don't become a shlishi because the kalim itself are cooling. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam, the Perish of Shai, says, what does it mean pouring the water? It's actually pouring the water to make the matzah. Because pouring the water that they use to knead and to knead the matzah. Okay. You see, that woman can actually pour the water. Look, so that, tell that to Shatzer.
Can she eat from the
Korban Pesach? Can she eat from the, I don't think she'll make the Korban Tame. Right? She'll make it a Revi. The Korban itself is a Revi. I don't know how that works. Maybe someone has to stick it in her mouth. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works. Okay.
She doesn't have to pull it.
That's what I said. Maybe they can do that. I don't know. Okay, so Barishon Hayomim Hayoshevas Al Dantor Hayimarim Mayim LePesach. But then Chazru, they retracted and they said Chazru Lomar. They went back to say Harehi Kimaga Tameimes. She becomes like someone who touches a Tameimes. So she's not a Tvul Yom. She's a Rishon. So if she's a Rishon, she can make Sheni, and therefore that she won't be able to do that. But the Mar says no. Harehi Kimaga Tameimes LeKachim. She's only considered a Maga Tameimes when it comes to Kachim. What they did. So basically, what happened was that originally they viewed her as a sheni. Then they viewed her as a rishon, which means one more level down can become tummy from her. But by chulin, she's still considered a sheni. So it shouldn't make a difference between the rishon and the sefer. It shouldn't make a difference about pouring the water. Right? That's kedivrei beis hillel. But beis shammai omrim af ketamei meis. They made her a tummy mace, equivalent of a tummy mace, mekabe kachim. So therefore, she's a tummy, she's an ob, there's more levels that can go down to make more kachim tummy. So the Gemara then points out, okay? The Gemara points out from the Risha, it says Ma'ara'in, it says that she can pour, that she's allowed to pour the water. So Ma'ara'in, the assumption being, what we pointed out, or Rashi pointed out, was no ga'aslo, that she cannot touch it. Alma, you see from here, Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh, the Kodesh Dami. The Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh, these Kalim, which are trying to keep it at a high level status, even though they're Chulin, but we're treating them as Kachim, because we're using them in Kachim, they get the same status of Kachim, and therefore they can be Derbanan, except Tuma from a Sheni, because we're only allowing, the water I mean, we're only allowing her to pour, we're not allowing her to touch the water. The water itself isn't Kachim.
She's touching the Kaili.
So if the Kaili is a Kulin. The water is Kulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh, is the assumption.
Why do we have to use a case of Kulin that we're trying to keep on a high level of, why don't we use a case of Kachim?
Because that's not the case here. The case here is that she's pouring the water. The Mishnah gave a rule that she's sitting on Dam Tahor, she's allowed to pour the water. The Mishnah said, oh, you see, she can pour it, she can't touch the water. Well, why can't she touch the water? She's a Sheni, the water isn't Kodesh, it's Nasi al Taras HaKodesh. And the Mishnah is still saying she can't touch it. That should be a proof to the people who hold that if you have Chulin, she's Nasi al Taras HaKodesh, you treat it like Kachim, and Midarbanan, it can accept Tuma on a Shlishi and a Revi level. That's just that they're trying to prove that from the Mishnah.
Who's making it Kodesh? Who's making the water Kodesh? Everybody or just her? Like, what's the story?
I think everybody. I think that they're assuming that everyone is.
Everyone?
Yeah.
That's the status of that one.
Yeah, I think so. That seems to be the ratio. But then, Ema Seifa, if you look at the Seifa says, Chazru Lomar, Harehi Kimaga Tamei Meis Lekachim, that she's only Tamei Meis, considering Legabe Kachim. Lekachim in Lechulin Lo. She doesn't have that status of Tumah for Chulin, which means that Chulin Shanaz Alma, assumption being, Chulin Shanaz Al Tarsan Kodesh, Lafi Kodesh Dama. They only say that she has the status of this high level Tumah for Kachim. She doesn't have the status of this high level of Tumah for Chulin, therefore she should be able to touch the water. What seems to be a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa. So the Gemara answers, I don't think the Gemara even answers that. The Gemara then says, Masnisin Mani, who is the Tana who learnt our Mishnah? It's Abba Shol, who, the Shita of Abba Shol, the Tanya Abba Shol learned in a Braisa, Abba Shol Omer, Tvul Yom, Tchila Lekodesh. A Tvul Yom is considered a Rishon Letumah Legabe Kodesh, Letame Shnayim. Therefore, it can make two other things Tame, right? Letameh Shnayim, right? It makes it something a Sheni, the Sheni can make a Shlishi, and I guess the Shlishi can make a Revi. But Lifsol Echad, but it only passels one. Which means it can only make it to Revi, right? He says, Tful Yom Tchila Lekodesh, Letameh Shnayim, Lifsol Echad. Right, it can make two things have the ability to transfer Tuma, and the last thing can only be, is passel. Meaning, it's considered a Rishon, so it touches a sheni, can make the sheni. No, he's saying when it comes to kodesh, tful yom tchila lekodesh. That's what the Mishnah said also. They made that at the end. They said harehi kemaga tamim meis lekachim, which made it an av actually. But Habashal says she's considered a rishon legabe kachim. So therefore, what the rishon touches a sheni becomes tamei. The sheni touches a shlishi of kachim becomes tamei. The shlishi touches a revi, it becomes pasul. Again, all meet the
rabbanim. There is no revi. It's such a shlishi.
So if it's kachim,
shlishi the last tumah cannot transfer to revi.
It can in kachim. It can transfer to revi. The revi then can't transfer further. He's saying that if she's a rishon, so with all the world of the rabbanon and all the world of kachim, she's considered a rishon. She touches a sheni. She touches a kachim. That becomes a sheni. That kachim sheni touches another kachim. It becomes a shlishi. That kachim shlishi touches another kachim. Becomes a revi. But the revi can't transfer it any further. Truma stops at a shlishi. Kachim stops at a revi, but I don't think they answered the stira between the Mishnah. There's certain different diukim between the Reisha and the Seifa. Okay. Next Mishnah, Umodim. Okay, then we're continuing discussing a woman, a Yoledes, who's sitting during her Dam Tohor. So Modim, which I think means Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, agree, right? And right, Umodim he ocheles b'maiser. She can eat maiser sheni, like every Tful Yom. She can eat Maiser Sheni. Right, so Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they both held that a Yoledes who's sitting on Dam Tohar, that she had a high level of Tumah, Legabe Kachim. Right, Beis Hillel said that she is considered a Maga Tamei Meis, which means I guess she's an Ava Tumah, and Beis Shammai said that she's considered a Tamei Meis. That's Legabe Kachim. But they both agree when it comes to Maiser Sheni that she can touch it and she can eat it. Right, they weren't machmir by the Maiser Sheni, because Maiser Sheni has a din of chulin, I guess. I think it's cool, it just has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. There, they also agree, the kotze lachala, she can separate, I guess, the dough from, you know, separate the pieces of dough to create chala, umakefes, the korol hashem. The issue with chala is that chala, once you create chala, it has a status of truma. If it has a status of truma, then she's going to have a problem touching it. But she can do all these pre-steps when it comes to it. She can separate it, she can move it together, and she can call it the name without touching it. She could be mafresh chala without necessarily touching it. Also, v'nafal meroka u'midam tahara al kikar shel truma shehu tahar. And if any of the liquids that she has expelled from her body, her spit, or the actual blood that she saw, that her spit, as opposed to a zava, that everything that comes out from the body is tameh, from the isha yosheves al dam tahar, I'm not sure why you want to eat it if there's blood on it, but still, it's not going to create tumah in the truma. It's not going to pass on the truma because the mashkin, the yotzin from her, are still going to be considered tahar. Beis Shammai omrim. Now, the question is, now, what happens? She had 33 days or 66 days of dam tahar. Now comes day 80 or day 40. Does she have to go to mikveh again at that night? Or does the fact that she went to mikveh 40 days ago suffice, and now she's good to go. Now her Heres Shemesh came 40 days later. So Beishamay Omrim, Tzricha Tzvila Ba'achrona. In order to be matter her to eat truma, or if she's one who's allowed to eat truma, or Rashi points out, in order to allow her to go into the base of Middash, if she's not someone who's allowed to eat truma, this has to be in Nafkamina, Lahalacha, he says, Tzricha Tzvila Ba'achrona. Or Beishil Omrim, Eina Tzricha Tzvila Ba'achrona. She does not require a second Tzvila at the end of the Dmei Tohar days. Right, so the Gemara says, what's the reason? The Amar Mar, right, the Mishnah said that if she's sitting on Dam Tohar, she could eat Maisa Sheni. Why? The Amar Mar, because, actually we have a Shmuel in the name of a Chachamim, that a Tful Yom, once he goes to Tvila, Taval the Allah, Ochal the Maiser. A Tful Yom is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. He doesn't have to wait to Heruv Shemesh to eat it, because it's not considered Truma. It's considered Maisa Sheni. And then it says, the Kotzel Achala, she can put the challah together. She can do everything. Touch the challah before it's kriya shame. It's called challah. Why? Because chulin hatvulin lechallah lach lechallah damu. It's not considered challah until it's separated. When the chulin and the challah are mixed together, it's not considered challah. It's not considered truma, and therefore she can touch it because she's only a tvul yom, and the tvul yom can touch chulin. Once it's separated and it's considered challah, then she can't touch it because the challah has the status of truma. Right? Uma kefes. Right, and Rashi says, she can put it close together. Why does she have to put it close together? So Gemara says, Amar Mar, missing with Roman Amukov. You have to separate something that, you know, what's close. I guess what's all together. I mean, sometimes we do a little separated part, but it's supposed to be close together. Vikore la shame, she can be called it a shame. So he says over here, adds in the Girsa, me abrai, which the verse means she can call it a name when she is not in the kli, when she's not touching it. Because once she calls it Kore la shame, and she's a tful yom, she can't touch it, it kept saying. So Gemara says, Sakdai dechamino, because you might have thought, what's the chiddush? You might have thought, nigs are dealing us in the migbe bay. Maybe she could be korel hashem, because maybe we're concerned, then she's korel hashem, and then she'll touch it. Kamash malam, we're not concerned about that. She's not going to touch it, she knows she's not going to touch it. The im nafal meiruka, right, if any of her spittle falls out on a kikar of truma, it is tahor. Ditnan, and we know, so the Mishnah in tful yom, second parak, mashke tvul yom, the liquids that come out from the body of a tvul yom, like the spit or tears, right? We skipped, I think we're supposed to get rid of these parentheses. It's the Mishnah Sham ain't tables elo. Okay, so the last three words are taken out. So maska tvul yom, kim mashkim hanogeya bahem. They have the same status of liquids that they touch. If a tvul yom touches liquids, those liquids don't become tamei. Just like the liquids they touch aren't tamei, so to the liquids that exit their body are not going to be tamei. The elu ain't mitamim. They're both not mitame. Chutz, and this is like a non-sequitur, chutz vi mashke azov, except for the liquid that flows out of azov, that's tame shu avatuma. That's going to be considered an avatuma.
So if azov touches it also, it's the same principle, right? Here we're saying the first case.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be, if you make that equation. I don't know.
The question is, do you make the equation?
Right, I don't know.
So even though you don't korishem by chala, azov can't touches the though that you separate before you
korishem,
it's
batame,
I guess, right?
Right, because the zav is a batame thing, because zav is an avatuma. And when touching the schulin, can become a rishon. Okay. Beishamay omer, Beishamay says that she needs tvil at the end, and Beishamay says she doesn't need tvil at the end. My benayu, what's their machlokas? Amar katina, tvil yom aruch ik benayu. The machlokas is because it's a tvil yom aruch. What does that mean, tvil yom aruch? So if you look at Rashi, so tvul yom aruch means, basically the idea is, was there hesach hadas? That's what I think it means. Is there hesach hadas? Beisham is mimachmir by her, as opposed to other tvul yom, because she was mesiach dach. She doesn't have in mind that's going to, from this whole long, she's 33 or 66 days. Beis Hillel says, we're not going to be choshes for that. Right? Like Rashi says, ain't a tzricha, but he says, aval kachim modu Beis Hillel. When it comes to kachim, Beis Hillel agree. The Kaim along, we have more in Chagiga, Ha'onim, the Machusa Kippurim, Tzrichim Tvila Kodesh, Hilchala Achar, Shavi Kaparsa, Tovel Sakachim. He's still just saying that she doesn't need to go to Mikvah to eat Truma. But to eat Kachim, she will need to go to Mikvah. Because the question is, if you're Mesich Das from something that's Tameh, from something that's Tor, you're not mindful of it, it loses its status. It's the only deal when it comes to some Machlok, when it comes to Afikomen. Who's supposed to hide the Afikomen? The kids? Or the father. So my family member is the kids hiding. Chaim Salvation said it shouldn't be that way because the Afikoman is the status of the Korban Pesach. And when it comes to Korban Pesach, comes to Korban Pesach, if you put something away, you don't know where it is, you're Mesich Das, and then you have, it becomes Tameh. So he says that you have to know where it is at all times. Kids would like that, but that's what he also... So to over here, I think what he's saying is that when you have full Yom, and you know that you can't eat Truma for such a long period of time, so then you're Mesich Das on the Truma, and therefore in order to allow you to eat the Truma, the Shammah is going to say, you have to go to Mikvah again. Beis Hillel says he's not Mesich Das, but agrees that you'll be Mesich Das when it comes to Kachim. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow on the bottom.